Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Reloading with Brittany Scoville. I am your host, Brittany Scoville, and today we have another trip recap because I just got back from kayak catfishing in Wisconsin. So my mom's here, and we're going to debrief.
I don't really know anything about this trip. I know that this was something that your dad kind of initiated, was really excited about you doing. I know you went with Hannah. I know that you're in Wisconsin. You took my kayak. So why was this exciting? Why was this important to your dad? Why was your dad excited about this?
Because it's what he does, and he's kind of getting into like the camping and stuff, or so he thinks. And he's got all this camping gear that he hauled up there, actually the same lake a week before. So he saw that Amy Hansen and Troy were putting on this event. Well, it wasn't Troy, it was Devin and Amy. And I know Devin, she does a lot of like upland hunting, and she's actually from Iowa. So having the two ladies host the trip, it's called LMN, I think. LMN. But it was a lot of new first times for a lot of people. Some people kayaked and never fished, and some people fished and never kayaked. And then tying in like tent camping, catfishing, all girls on kayaks, like us trying to maneuver around all of it. It was really good. I learned a lot too.
So anybody could sign up for it?
Yeah, anybody can sign up for it.
So it's like women's in that. Was it women only?
Mm-hmm. Women only.
Women's in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this tent camping.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm so glad that that stuff got used at least twice.
Most of the camping gear that she's talking about is my dad's. So the tent that we had was like a $500 tent for two people. And he's like really worried we're not going to be able to get this thing set up because it had like the side, you know, the things you had to weave into the side with like different color coding.
I'll have to send you a picture to put on here of all the gear that he had in the driveway prior to his trip. So I'm like, simple is better. The less you got to take, the less you got to deal with. And I don't want to spend the money.
But I didn't think that he had that much. When you sent me that picture, I thought it was, damn, he did good.
Here's man math. I haven't spent that much money. I don't spend that much money. I only spend a little bit here. That's it. That has added up.
To like time. What?
Couldn't even tell you. I'd have to go back on the receipt to add up. So that has added up. And he's been hiding this stuff all throughout the house. It was downstairs under a bed. It was in the shed. It was in the storage room.
Well, I guess I didn't know this. It came all free for me, so yeah. No budget.
So I am super excited that one, it's all in one place now, right? And that it has been used twice.
Yeah. He's really worried that we weren't going to be able to get the tent set up, but we did. And it wasn't too big of a struggle. Like Devin, Hannah and I were the last ones to arrive, so Devin just jumped in to get everything done so we could get to the fire and do like
the fun stuff.
Introduction for all the women. There was 10 girls that were with us. There's Minnesota, Michigan, I want to say, Wisconsin, Iowa. I'm not sure where everybody else is from. Maybe Illinois.
Were they your age? Older? Nope. Younger?
Hannah was the youngest. She's 20. I'm 22. Devin is, I don't know, maybe 24, 23, 24. And then everybody else was in their, like, 26 to 40s.
Moms?
Yeah, many moms.
Huh, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I would say this trip is definitely good for community, and trips like these are awesome for women who lack community and just need, you know, a reset.
Get out and do stuff.
Yeah.
So how much did the trip cost?
I actually couldn't even tell you. I don't remember. I put my deposit in a long time ago. Not that much.
Not that much. But you needed to bring all your own gear.
Yes.
Your own kayak, your own fishing tent.
Anchor, rods, reels. I mean, yeah, it was a lot.
That's a lot to plan for.
And if I didn't have, you know, dad's gear already, it would have been very expensive.
Right.
So that's something. Yeah. I already had my cot. There's a lot of things we already had. Like, dad already had an anchor. You guys had the kayaks. And really, the difficult part for me was trying to load the kayaks. Because once I was there, I didn't have dad. So doing that by myself, you know, using the freaking ratchet straps that he'd given me. Three different ratchet.
Them.
My God. Ratchet straps, okay, they're not that hard to figure out, but the ratchet straps that dad had given me, no. I would not wish that upon anybody.
I understand.
So I think we actually ended up leaving because one of the like cleats or clevises on the hook of the
strap.
on the strap. We had to borrow somebody else's on the way back. So she's like, just pay it forward. You don't have to pay me for it. I'm like, okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that sounds like a trip.
Like $70 in fuel. Get there that evening. We have a fire. And Saturday we are cutting bait, learning how to put like the bobbers on with the catfishing setup that we've got. We did a bottom rig as well, which is just a weight that, and you put a piece of meat and it just floats on the bottom. So we had two poles that we had rigged up. I took one at a time. Saturday, we probably got on the water around 3. We were going to go at 1, but the sun was blistering hot and we all decided as a group, like we didn't want to just waste 3 hours blistering in the sun. So we waited till the evening and unloaded. Yeah.
Catch any?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think, we've kayaked. It would be very difficult with all that freaking gear on a kayak.
It is. It's heavy. God, I had the biggest kayak. I'm the smallest person there. I had the biggest kayak and probably the most gear. The most gear.
Not surprised.
Portaging. We had to portage it the second day we went out. It wasn't just, you know, unload it and put it on the water. You had to walk. And it took two to three people to get my kayak over there. And then we had Hannah's kayak on top of that.
And it doesn't, that one doesn't have handle placement very convenient.
I do not like that.
Yeah, I
love yours is way more the one that you can like.
Easy to carry, yeah. Lighter, yeah.
And you have that wheel. We finally figured out that wheel for my kayak. So there's no way in fuck I can do this. Mm-hmm. So we get all back to, this is the second day, but I'll just talk about portaging the kayaks because I moved muscles that I haven't moved in a long time and I was in bed puking for 2 days. Like it sucked. It was awful. I had a lot of fun though. Like it was well worth it. I would do it again. I would know how to do it differently next time. And I know when to ask help because I will not sit in bed and puke for 2 days. That was awful.
So you think you were sick because of
moving muscles, dehydration, but I was drinking liquid IVs in water all day. So it could just be a mix of everything. Yeah.
Interesting. Cause you never really, during swim practice, you never got sick from exerting, or did you not exert to your fullest during swim practice?
I don't move my muscles ever, Mom.
Well, no, but
that
you
was
used
like
to.
The most workout I've had in a long time.
Gotta move them.
Yeah, but yeah, we got your wheels ratchet strapped to the kayak, and I lugged that whole kayak all the way back to the truck, and there was hills, tree ruts, ticks, poison ivy, by myself.
Yeah, it works well in the perfect situation, but it's never the perfect situation. That's what I was telling you about those wheels. It's one thing to pull it down a sidewalk, concrete sidewalk. It's another to pull it up a hill or uneven ground.
Well, to get to the truck to get the wheels, one of the girls was like, will you just help me like take my kayak up there? I'm like, oh yeah, sure. Like that just makes the most sense. But I'm like, I'm going to regret this in the long run because now I have two more kayaks to portage back. So I was dead.
You were doing a lot.
Yeah. And then trying to figure out how to load them all up with the stupid ass ratchet straps dad got. It was frustrating, but we all got it figured out and loaded up, secured on the way back. So that's all that matters.
So when you catch a catfish or any fish on a kayak, did it drag you around? Did you go for a ride?
It actually did not because we were all anchored down and the catfish that I caught, I don't know, maybe 10 pounds. We didn't really measure or weigh. I had a scale. I should have weighed it, but I was too focused on my reel snapping off my rod. That's a new.
Yeah, tell them about that because it sounds like you must have been live.
I was live.
And your dad was watching it.
Yeah. I was getting my live set up because it was actually really slow and I got a bite. So I was like, oh shit, I'm going to hit record on my live. And then I was getting my rod out of the rod holder and I didn't know if it snapped off in the rod holder or if it was after I had pulled my rod out of the rod holder when it snapped my reel. But I reeled in my catfish, the only catfish that I caught, with my reel literally snapped in half holding it onto the rod. I'm like, guys, I don't know how I'm doing this right now, but I am.
So the reel, not the rod, the reel snapped.
The reel. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So not something that would ever probably happen.
No,
again.
No. And it's PC Fun Reels, like not shitting on the brand at all. I love the brand. I've been using PC Fun Reels since early spring and I really like them. My dad and I have done a lot of like research and digging before I started working with PC Fun to see like if they had any flaws or like why are their reels at the price that they are, and people are just like raving about it online. And they've been true to that. I told them exactly what happened. And they're like, hey, it might have been just a manufacturer flaw. There might have been like a little crack or seal in the reel. And there's that was nothing that they would have done wrong.
Out of their control.
And so good customer service on their end. They're sending me a new reel immediately to replace it. So
awesome. Okay. PC. Spell this.
PISCIFUN.
Okay. So it's not like it sounds.
No. It looks like Piscafun.
So is this a small business, a corporate, local?
I know that they manufacture and ship everything from overseas, and that's probably why the prices are more
affordable.
Yeah, in the market. And the market's so saturated, and everything you see is just so expensive. And
so it's an online store?
Online only.
Okay. So where do they mostly market to? Are they in stores anywhere?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm assuming that they are. I don't know.
Having things break or things go wrong is something...
Disappointing.
Small business, large business, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that you can control. There's a lot of things you can't control. Bad material, bad batch, the wrong heat, Mother Nature. I mean, there's mm-hmm. some things that you just can't control. It's how you react to them and how you fix it that really stands a company apart. Things are going to happen. And so I think that's a really good testament to that company that they're standing behind their product and behind you. Of making it right.
Dad didn't want me to post that video. He's like, that's going to be such bad publicity on PC Fun. And I'm like, I will make it out to be something that it is not. Like, you might think that I'm shitting on PC Fun, but people are going to see this video and see my whole trip experience. So they're going to be worried about what size the catfish is that I'm reeling in. They're not going to focus on the snapped reel. And I knew I could make it something good. Like, it was good customer service. It was just a minor flaw. And that was like... the only content I really got because that was the only fish that I caught. So I was like, I really want to post this because if I don't post it, I don't know if I'm going to have much content. And I knew that I could, weenie's getting his way on the mom right now. I knew I could loop around.
And I think that's part of the problem that we have in today's culture is everybody expects perfection 100% of the time. And it doesn't happen. I even got caught up in that myself when we were putting our boat in for the first time after being winterized. We used a different person to winterize it. And it was just not how I've ever had a boat winterized before. Mm-hmm. So we could just kind of work through that. And there's some things that I do want fixed because I've been around boats my entire life and know how they should be winterized, that they were kind of messing with that shouldn't be messed with. But we're talking about fishing. We're talking about materials. And for me, for taxidermy and that kind of stuff, you can't expect perfection. It's how you handle the situation and work through it. And then that immediate... gotta have it fixed
mm-hmm.
right now. It's hard. Here I am in the water, got the boat off the trailer, and the alarm starts going off. So I get to the gas dock, and it's a Saturday. I want it fixed now. That's my reaction.
What fixed? What are you talking about?
My boat. Oh, you haven't heard about the boat?
No. What? Like what?
Oh, that's a whole other story. But it's just people, I think that's a good video to show. But yet, some people might look at it like, oh, well, that's new out of the box. It should be perfect. No, not everything is. I mean, we try, but sometimes the material is not going to be right. Or the person who packaged it, who was supposed to be doing the quality control.
Well, yeah, just
there's
like
a lot
negligence.
Of things that we've got to look at.
Just the small negligence that people or employees would look over, like that EMP bomb that made it all. This is totally off topic, but that EMP bomb that was on that cargo ship that got all the way up into the Gulf of Mexico approved.
It made it all the way up into Tennessee until like people saw, and that was just negligence from the workers at the port at the start of.
Do you know what would have happened? That was a test round for the EMP bombs from a foreign country.
Wow.
Do you know what would have happened?
I haven't heard about this.
If that the size of the EMP, this was 2 years ago, but the EMP that went off, it was so big it would have. Taken out all of the United States, all of Canada, parts of Mexico. And that is like electric, Wi-Fi, your phones, mm-hmm. your vehicles, everything swiped.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. It happens.
Okay. Back to the trip.
Even with a catfishing chip on a brand new reel, it happens. And that company stood up and I think that was a good thing. I think it's also kind of a testament to us that remember things are not perfect all the time. You got to pivot and roll. So how did you pivot? So you caught a fish with a broken reel. You got it in the boat.
I used Troy's reel.
Okay. Rod and reel.
So plan B was somebody else.
But I should have brought my extra pole, but I didn't.
You got to be able to pivot and move on to the next. My pivot was to go out on the pontoon instead of the speedboat that day. Yeah. We still got on the water. It just was in a different way. Food provided?
Food was provided, but we had tons of snacks and a cooler with our own, you know, drinks and snacks that we wanted.
That you brought or?
That we, yeah, brought.
That you brought too. Okay, so did you take some notes for when you had an event?
I did, actually.
Okay.
And they had sponsors, so they had stuff for us, and we didn't even know. So we got, like, this dry bag, this wild water bottle, and then Whisker Seeker, and then we got, like, a little, just goodies. Just
swag bag.
Yeah, swag bag. Nice. Goodies.
Good. So yeah. You took some notes of took some notes for some of your next events and
kind of
how you can tweak it. And so food, you're camping, so was it over the grill? Mm-hmm. Campfire type?
We did hot dogs one night, and then we had a fish fry, and then in the morning we had like the freeze-dried bags of food that you would, you know, hike with. You boil water, you put in it for 10 minutes.
Oh, like the military.
Mm-hmm. So I had scrambled eggs the first morning, and then I think we just had, like, a grab-and-go for the second day. We had, like, juice boxes, homemade muffins, granola bars, fruit snacks, all that stuff. And then we had sandwiches for lunch.
Fun.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, the fish. The fish fry.
It was delicious.
So was that fish that you caught?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You didn't eat the fish that you caught?
No, we didn't keep any fish.
It was all catch and release.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for that, you know, that trip. We didn't keep any fish.
Okay. So...
But they were already up there for the first 2 weeks, like, fishing, and so they just had fish. We did catfish.
So did you help cook it and prepare it and learn how to...
No.
So was that cooked over the campfire, too?
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Well, the hot dogs were. The fish fry wasn't.
Oh, they weren't. Like, mm-hmm. How they cooked the fish?
Like, in those boilers or whatever.
Oh, grease.
Yeah. Fried them.
Okay. Good. So did you have anybody that was squeamish? That went on a fishing trip?
Yes!
And was like, no, yes. I ain't touching that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to smell like a fish.
Well, not like that. They were just terrified of fish.
Oh, no kidding?
Yes.
Terrified. They signed up for a kayak catfishing trip and are terrified of fish?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was like, what the f***? But then she, like, conquered her fears and did it. Like, good for you.
Wow.
Yeah, her name was Kendra. I love Kendra. If you're watching this. They probably are all watching this. Amy, when I first got there, Amy and Devin was like... Yeah, we watched your last podcast episode, if you know what the last podcast episode was.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I've learned a new vocabulary of words, gardening, and this word, and that word.
Funny.
So I was like, oh, they all know my business now.
So you had some that did not like fish, or was afraid of fish. How about, you're tenting, everybody's in the tent, so what about
some
bugs
girl,
and
some girl
sleeping
brought,
around?
Some girl brought and slept in... her ice hut. And I would have done that with my Tidewee blind if I had the choice to, because you just pop it open. That would have been so much more easier.
So there's not a ground on it?
No.
Not a floor to it? So you're sleeping on the ground. Interesting.
And it's like very thermal. Like it keeps a lot of heat in. So she was like, in the evening she was struggling because it was so hot.
Oh, so maybe not so good that way too.
Meh.
Huh.
Easy setup for
that's a nice
for
make yourself. You do with what you've got without spending
yeah.
a lot of extra money. Good for her.
I should have brought the pop-up blind to use.
Huh. So nobody was squeamish with bugs or snakes or the outdoors in general, tent camping. It's not for some people.
No. We didn't have a shower house in the tent area, so you had to like drive 2 minutes, which wasn't an issue at all.
So there was a bathhouse.
Yeah. There was a bathhouse, which was, that saved me because, ugh.
Bug spray and stuff. What about bathroom? Was there a kibos or?
We had a walk. I was like squatting outside of the tent. We actually, Hannah and I's tent, we had an extension cord next to, like we had an extension cord because we were up to like the shelter house. We put our tent by the shelter, plugged in an extension cord because I had my power box that I had to charge all my cameras and stuff with. But we honestly could have gone without like the extension cord and whatnot, but I had the extra privacy to walk out, squat. Nobody was there. It was easiest too.
Good.
Yeah.
So what did you do in your free time? Because you didn't get on the water fishing until like 3 a.m. and you had a whole day. It kind of seemed like a whole day wasted to me.
We, Hannah and I, went to Goodwill because, of course, thrifting. But I didn't really feel like, I don't know, you have to be in a certain mood to thrift, and I was not. I felt rushed. And then, like, Hannah was, like, following me because she wasn't shopping. It was just me. So I couldn't focus because she was following me everywhere.
So you're just literally killing time.
Yeah, we were killing time. So after that, we went to DSG. I don't actually know what DSG stands for because I never really looked into it, never owned anything of that. But the girls were saying that they had an in-person store, and I've seen their stuff online. They're a camo brand, fishing brand for women specifically.
I see.
And they just so happened to be having a store sale. So the sale rack that we had gone to, all of the t-shirts that were like $40, like $2. Yeah. So I like walked out with a whole bunch of stuff, new gear, new shirts, some things I forgot to pack. I'm like, oh, forgot a t-shirt. Uh-huh. Just going to put this on real quick, $2 t-shirt. And I had posted it on my Instagram, and I guess one of the ladies that is with DHD saw it, my Instagram story, and was like, we would love to have you on the team. I want to get you out to the UP and do some fishing. Just food for thought on that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd be so tickled. I just don't know how to go around it because I've worked with their direct competitor, Girls With Guns. But I'm not affiliated with them. So if DSG is going to offer me something bigger and more value, I'm going to.
And you like the product.
I do. Oh my gosh, yes.
So nothing against Girls With Guns, because you really like that product too.
And I'll still wear Girls With Guns.
That's been a couple years ago, and there was not a signed contract.
They never paid me.
And they just gave you product.
Yeah.
Which was a valuable product
tier, and I post it all the time. Those cargo pants I wear almost every single time you see me on Instagram, I'm in them.
Yep. I don't see anything wrong. If you like the product and the company and their brand and their ethics, you're not under contract, so I wouldn't maybe do both of them.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do both of them either.
Or if there's a product that one has that the other one doesn't, you know, say why you go with this company versus this company, mm-hmm. I think is fine. Because we do that in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I've got a couple suppliers of taxidermy that I prefer to buy from, but they just don't have this product, so then I have to order from a different one that's not my preferred
company. So who's your preferred?
An Iowa company, Matuska.
What's your second? Ohio?
Probably Ohio.
And then McKinsey?
And then McKinsey Taxidermy. And I don't have anything against McKinsey Taxidermy. They're just big. They're big, and they kind of have a monopoly over the small taxidermy supply stores now. And that's why I just kind of prefer to do the two smaller ones.
So what we're talking about, for the people that are listening and don't know what those are, I heard the word McKinsey Supply growing up religiously. We would always have big boxes of mounts, you know, shipped to the house for taxidermy, and that's who supplies the mounts.
Yeah.
That she orders, and then the hides get snuck on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't see any problem switching companies or using two companies as long as there's not a direct conflict of interest with those two. Any other business opportunities that come out of it, or... Because this is kind of a personal, this would fall in line with my own work, doing something, personal growth, not necessarily as a business trip. This was
not a business trip at all. This was most definitely like a relaxing, on my own, I wanted to do this, like, yeah.
Nice, but some opportunities came out of it.
But yeah, a few opportunities came out of it. Like some of the sponsors started following me. I don't know if you call that an opportunity, but Whisker Seeker, they're local. They're like in Urbandale, Waukee area.
Yeah,
so
your dad uses them or has their stuff.
The whole Whisker Seeker, everything. If you ask Troy where he got a certain thing, Whisker Seeker, you can get that at Whisker Seeker. Even like down to the batter that we fried our fish in, Whisker Seeker.
Huh.
The nets, Whisker Seeker. The rods, Whisker Seeker. The tackle box, Whisker Seeker.
It has something to do with the catfishing tournaments that your dad is in too.
Yeah. I don't think that dad still uses Whisker Seeker just because, you know, men are weird and, you know, done and over. But
he's all about PC fun.
Yeah, his new thing's PC fun. Any other questions? We could just wrap it up with how we left. We were supposed to leave Sunday morning, ended up leaving Saturday night.
Yeah. I woke up, Brittany's home. Oh, when did that happen?
At like 3 a.m. Austin leaves. I knew that Austin was going to leave either Sunday night or Monday morning for work, and he was going to be gone in Illinois for days. I wasn't going to be able to see him. So I planned a trip when he just got home from being gone in Texas for a long time. we're trying to maneuver about how to plan that when he is home, but we never know when he is going to be home. So I knew it was bound to happen. I played it off pretty well. I didn't think I was going to be able to pull it off. We were sitting at the campfire, and I texted Hannah. I'm like, hey, do you want to just, like, leave tonight?
Wait a minute. You're sitting at a campfire, and you text somebody?
Well, I was, like, leaving to go to the tent. I didn't want to say it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Because two girls left, and after that, I texted Hannah. I didn't want to say it out loud.
Oh, I see.
I didn't want, you know, like, Amy or Devin to be like, oh, why do you guys want to leave, you know? She's like, yeah, let's go. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, you're driving. She's like, wait, what? And so we had like a 4-hour drive back. I only think I got like 30 minutes of sleep and then had to drive another hour and a half. I get home. So yeah, we decided to surprise Austin and Dawson on the way back. And I don't think, I mean, it was just a surprise to Austin because I was like, hey, I don't have that good of a connection. I'm going to go to bed early, yada, yada. And so I played it off. I even was, like, staging me laying in bed in the truck with, like, my blanket and stuff. I was freaking out. Like, I felt like I was not being loyal to him.
A rebel.
Yeah. Get back at, like, 3. I find him on the ground on the toilet. Like, yeah. I heard you guys had a good day on the boat.
Yeah, we had a really good day on the boat.
Next day was good. Actually, no, it wasn't because I was, like, puking. I thought it was going to be good, but
yeah.
I guess the soreness, I needed a stretch. Moving body parts that I don't really move, but...
Oh, you're getting old.
Evidently. Alright, I think this is all we have time for today. Okay. Tune into the next episode. I don't know what that podcast...
We can talk about how you get your African animals from Africa, too.
Oh, we could, because that has not been fun, and that's been very expensive and a pain in our ass. All right, this is Reloading with Brittany Scoville. I am your host, and we are out.